Hello there, curious minds. Welcome back to Curious Cat. I'm your host, Andy. And today we're diving into the story behind one of the most recognisable yellow frames in the world. You know the one I'm talking about. That distinctive rectangular border that's graced coffee tables, waiting rooms, and bookshelves for over a century. Yes, we're exploring the fascinating tale of National Geographic. Picture this. It's January 13th, 1888. And 33 distinguished gentlemen, explorers, scientists, and wealthy patrons gather at the exclusive Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C. Their mission? To create a society for the increase and diffusion of geographical knowledge. Now, you might think this sounds like just another stuffy Victorian gentleman's club, but what happened next would shape how millions of people see our world. Here's where the story gets really interesting. The Society's second president was none other than Alexander Graham Bell. Yes, the guy who invented the telephone. Can you imagine? The man who revolutionized global communication was also instrumental in revolutionizing how we explore and share our planet's wonders. Bell didn't just lend his name to the organization. He had a vision that would transform everything. In 1899, Bell made a decision that changed media history forever. He hired a young man named Gilbert Hovey Grosvenor as the first full-time editor of what was then a rather dry academic journal called the National Geographic magazine. Now, Grosvenor wasn't just any editor. He was Bell's son-in-law, and he had revolutionary ideas about storytelling. Picture those early issues. Dense text, maybe a small map or two, read by a whopping 165 charter members. But Grosvenor had a crazy idea. What if we let pictures tell the story? In 1905, he published several full-page photographs of Tibet, and suddenly, geography came alive. By 1908, more than half of the magazine was photographs. This was radical. No one was doing visual storytelling like this. And then came that iconic yellow border, that rectangular frame that says adventure awaits without speaking a word. It became as recognisable as Coca-Cola's logo or McDonald's golden arches. That yellow frame promised readers they were about to embark on a journey to places they'd never been, to see things they'd never imagined. But let's talk about the photograph that perhaps defines National Geographic more than any other. In 1984, photographer Steve McCurry was documenting the Soviet-Afghan War when he visited a refugee camp in Pakistan. There, at a makeshift school, he captured the piercing green eyes of a 12-year-old Afghan girl named Shahbat Gula. When that image graced the June 1985 cover, it didn't just sell magazines. It became a symbol of human resilience and the refugee crisis. Those eyes, staring directly at you from behind that yellow frame, told a story more powerful than thousands of words ever could. By the way, that photograph is the only image in National Geographic's history to appear on the cover three different times. And here's something incredible. Gula's identity remained a mystery for 17 years, until McCurry and a team from National Geographic tracked her down in 2002. Imagine the dedication it took to find one person among millions of refugees. At its peak in the late 1980s, National Geographic reached 12 million American households. That's roughly equivalent to the entire population of Pennsylvania getting the magazine every month. It wasn't just popular, it was a cultural phenomenon. Parents used it to teach their children about the world, doctors kept it in waiting rooms, and it sparked countless dreams of exploration and adventure. But National Geographic's influence extends far beyond magazine racks. Remember how Gilbert Grosvenor wasn't just about pretty pictures? In 1916, he created a special issue called The Land of the Best that literally helped establish the National Park Service. He and conservation allies made sure every member of Congress got a copy, and their visual advocacy worked. That same year, legislation passed creating our national park system. The organisation has funded more than 11,000 research and exploration grants. We're talking about supporting expeditions to find lost civilizations, document endangered species, and explore the deepest ocean trenches. When you see those breathtaking nature documentaries or read about new archaeological discoveries, there's often a National Geographic grant behind the scenes, making it possible. Now here's where the story takes a modern turn. In 2015, the venerable National Geographic Society made a deal that would have shocked those 33 founding gentlemen. They sold controlling interest to 21st Century Fox, later acquired by Disney, for $725 million. Suddenly, this non-profit scientific organization became part of the entertainment industry. The impact has been dramatic. In 2023, National Geographic laid off all its staff writers and announced they'd stop US newsstand sales. The magazine that once had 12 million subscribers now reaches about 1.65 million. But here's the twist. Their Instagram account has 280 million followers. That's more than the population of the entire United States. They've traded newsstand presence for digital dominance. Think about that transformation for a moment. From 33 men in a private club to 280 million Instagram followers. From scholarly texts to viral nature videos. From Alexander Graham Bell's vision to Disney's entertainment empire. It's the story of how we've changed as a society, how we consume information, how we explore our world, and how we share wonder with each other. So the next time you see that yellow rectangle, whether it's on an old magazine in a coffee shop, a nature documentary on Disney Plus, or an incredible wildlife photo on social media, remember that you're looking at more than just a logo. You're seeing the legacy of visionaries who believed that pictures could change the world, that exploration matters, and that sharing our planet's incredible stories brings us all a little closer together. What do you think? In our digital age of instant everything, have we gained or lost something from National Geographic's transformation? That's a question worth pondering as we continue to explore this amazing world of ours. Thanks for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, keep that curiosity alive.